And now we turn to our daily legislative recap with Marianne Martindale of the nonprofit Good Government Group Alliance for a Better Utah. Marianne, thanks very much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
So it's day two of the legislative session, which has so far been dominated by budgetary discussions, appropriations, which is something we can turn to later on. But I thought I might start by asking your advice on how people can actually get involved in this process.
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, it can be sort of daunting. There's a lot that goes on. It's very official, of course. And I know a lot of people ask me, like, oh my gosh, how do you even start? I don't even know where to begin. And there's a couple different ways. If you're just interested in general things and there's a lot of different issues that you want to follow, there's a really great website. It's le.utah.gov. Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly easy to use. You can sort bills, you can track bills, you can search based on issues, you can search based on your legislator. It's a great place to find who your legislator is. I mean, that would be the best place to start. Find out who your legislator is. You know, who's your representative, who's your senator? Because if you want to actually get involved, you want to go to the Hill and you want to talk about things that you're interested in, you want to start with them. It's always best to talk to someone who, you're their constituent. They have to listen to you. So, that's the best place to start.
And people can actually do keyword searches there for things that are in the title of the bill. For example, air quality or education or
marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, really, exactly. It just that's the nice thing about it is the search function that they have there is really easy to use and it's very broad. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to know the name of the bill. You don't have to know the number of the bill or who's writing it. You just go, I'm interested in clean air. So you type air quality or air or even simple words, anything that you can think of. And anything that's related to that, any bill that has that word in its language anywhere will pop up. Some of those, now if you get really general, you can get, say, education.
Right.
You probably get pages of bills.
Right.
But that may be what you want to do. You know, it's a good place to start. So, yeah, just, I always tell people, don't be afraid of the website.
le.utah.gov.
Exactly. Go on, mess around with it, try things, try a couple searches. And, see what you find and start looking.
So that's step one of how people can get involved. But, you can also kind of specialize in very particular areas. There are a host of organizations who are following what's going on up there, right?
Yeah. So then the next step would be if you really have a focus. Like, say I'm just a citizen. I've never gone to the Hill before, but I'm really interested in air quality. This is something that I'm really passionate about, especially this year. I've felt the effects of it. I look outside every day and I'm disgusted by the air quality. So I want to follow air quality this year. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at maybe groups that are also following air quality. I'll go to Breathe Utah. I might go to Heal Utah. All of these organizations that have specific niche issues, if you will, they follow the legislative session very closely and they'll follow those specific issue bills. And so if you don't have the time, because it can take a lot of time to wade through the website on your own, if you don't have a lot of time and you really just want to focus on specific issues, I encourage people to find groups that follow those same issues. If you're, if you're really on open government or good government or transparency, our group, BetterUtah.org, the League of Women Voters of Utah, ACLU follows a lot of issues, very broad issues. But then you can get very specific. If you want education issues, you have the UEA. Mm-hmm. You have Parents for Choice in Education. You have higher education organizations. No matter what your partisanship or what position you take on those, there's people all across the ideological spectrum. You have the Eagle Forum and the Sutherland Institute. They both follow things very closely, and you can follow them as well if that's something that you're interested in.
Okay, so we've had a pretty good primer on how to tap into the session. What about today up on the Hill? What are some of the things you're hearing about what lawmakers might address, what they might not address?
Yeah, there's been actually quite a bit of discussion today about a couple of different things. So first, there's a lot of conversation about Speaker Lockhart's speech yesterday. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about what's that going to mean? What's that going to mean for discussion about Medicaid expansion and other federal programs in light of, her basically contradicting what the governor had said just a couple of days earlier. But then also a really interesting one that's getting a lot of conversation now is we're hearing that the marriage, the LGBT, the non-discrimination ordinance bills, anything related to that in any way, they're trying to push them to just shelve those bills. Mm. There's a lot of advice from counsel, the people who are fighting against Judge Shelby's recent ruling. So the people who are in support of keeping Amendment 3 are being told that that's not a good thing to pass negative bills. A lot of people view those bills as being negative bills. They're essentially bills that would either impede the ability for people to have different rights or religious freedom bills and so forth. And then the non-discrimination ordinance is kind of a tricky one because really that doesn't really have anything to do with marriage. That's talking about accommodation and job fairness. But because it is specifically related to the LGBT community, it's been looped in with these. So I hope that that doesn't get shelved because I think it's an important bill. But, you know, it looks like it's getting looped into that same group of bills that they're trying to just set aside for this year.
And is the idea that these are contentious issues that will cause too much of a rift between lawmakers or what is the thinking here?
Well, specifically, from the legal perspective, if you're fighting, so we have two sides to this. We have the side that is supporting the overturn of Amendment 3, and you have the side that is defending Amendment 3. The side that's defending it is the state and the Sutherland Institute and some of the more conservative groups. Those groups are being advised by their attorneys that if the legislature pushes through with some of these bills, it shows animus. Animus is something that the Supreme Court looks at. So in other words, if you have bills that look as though they are discriminatory in nature towards a particular section of the community, specifically a minority group within the community, that can weigh against you in the way they view Amendment 3. So they're being told, back off, it's not going to help the case.
And so you think this is the reason that Senate leadership is saying, let's back off on this issue?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Marianne Martindale, thanks once again for coming in today and helping us understand this better.
Thank you.